Well, thank you, Ernie, and welcome, brethren, to Ottawa for a beautiful Sabbath day we have. Today I'd like to discuss faith. Very straightforward message. If you wanted a title, you might want to put down When Faith Becomes Reality. If you turn to Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, it begins in verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. So the first item at task is to really understand what these words mean. Substance, from the Oxford Dictionary, is solid basis in reality or fact. That's what substance is. For example, if you were at a court and a lawsuit claim was found to have no substance, there's no meaning, no reality to it, the thing is thrown out. That's an example. Roger's Thesaurus offers three different synonyms for substance: tangibility, materiality, and reality. Tangibility is something definite or real. Materiality is essential or relevant evidence material to the case, for example. And reality, the state of things as they actually exist. So when we are asking God or thinking about God giving us faith, the substance of things hoped for, it's really a reality that we're looking at. It's what we hope for. But as God says in many spots, God sees things as they are, but we see them as they will be. And of course, the best example is the resurrection and salvation. You know, we're hoping for that. Okay, but God knows that will happen. The conviction of things not seen, again, conviction of firmly held belief or opinion, according to Oxford. Roger offers belief, persuasion, faith. So do we have the courage of our convictions? And that's the thing. Are we fully persuaded in our beliefs? Okay. So that sort of summarizes verse 1. If we go down to verse 6, we see, now without faith it is impossible to please God. For it is mandatory for the one who comes to God to believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So when we're talking about faith, our belief in God and in the future, we've got to know that God exists. And as I mentioned last time, I have certain experiences with God in blessing me in times of fasting. His answers came fast and quick that same day. And so I know from that those examples and others, of course, that God exists. But do we each know that deep in our heart? Because without that solid conviction, the courage of conviction, there'll come a time when we got to make decisions. Are we going to stand for God and our beliefs? And it may cost us our lives at some point. So that's the depth and strength that we have in those beliefs. And of course, we see one example in this. There's many examples, but one specific example is the father of the faithful, Abraham. He gives us some things to think about. In verse 8, by faith, Abraham, being called of God to go out in a place he would later receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went, not knowing where he was going. And as we just experienced in the spring holy days, we rehearsed the fact that we left our spiritual Egypt out of this world and follow God. And sometimes we don't know where we're going or what's going to happen. When God called me, I lost a major job. I was accused falsely of trying to, you know, steal his list of accounts, and go into business against him, my employer at the time. And it took 5 years, but eventually I won a court case for wrongful dismissal. And so there was a time when he found out this false information. He just told me, "Jim, you're done," drove me home, "I'll get your stuff to you afterwards," so that was a big shock. But God was pulling me out of the world, and it was shortly after that I started attending services, because I'd already been through some situations after my mother died that I came to a point of repentance, and I still look forward to seeing her in the resurrection, resurrection to life after, and hopefully I'll be there to see her, as we all, have relatives, parents, and others that we would look forward to seeing in the physical resurrection. Now, to that extent, in verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, who had received the promises, offered his only begotten son, of whom he has said, "Isaac, and your seed shall be called." Your seed shall be called. And verse 19, because he reckoned that God was able to raise him even from among the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative way. So Isaac knew, had enough faith to believe that God could restore, Abraham has enough faith that God would restore Isaac, even if he sacrificed him. And of course, this was a very meaningful to God, because that's exactly what he did for us in sacrificing his own son, Christ. And so that is probably the strongest faith that we can build on, is Christ himself. Because he, I think we read it today, "Not my will be done, but yours, Father." And he knew that he would be resurrected, and we can have that same belief that we will be in the first resurrection, as we just studied with the belief of the first fruits, Christ being the first of the first fruits. So I encourage you, brethren, to study Abraham and to this is example, and apply in your own life these principles, that we can build a faith that's strong enough to see us through to salvation.